Today's daf in Masechet Shvi'it, Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Nun Aleph. We were holding still on Nun Amud Beis. We remember we had the beautiful story of the Kaplatot. Personally, I must say, I believe that Kaplot is really a turnip, but whatever. Here they, most people apparently like the oral translation of a leek, which I find difficult, but okay. So we had the story of the poor leek, and we got up to the story of Rebbe that came to Rebbe Mona. I think the last thing that we learned is that Rebbe was upset, and he said, you should have listened to me anyway. And that way we would have taught everyone the halacha without creating a machlokas. So we got up to Taman Tanina, on the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. Okay, so we learned back in Nedarim that somebody who makes a neder min hayerek, he's mutar biarkot hasadeh. He's allowed to eat these wild vegetables that people don't usually bring to the table because those are like, they're usually, you know, very, they're bitter and they're usually like small and you just get a little bit of taste out of them and so on. Why is that? Because people distinguish between garden variety vegetables, which they call garden variety, which is called yirakot of the gan. And if they mean vegetables that grow wild, they call them wild vegetables. So yesh lo shem levai, they would call them yirakot sadeh. Now, a braita says, but if you made a neder like that during Shemitah, then you would be also af yirakot sadeh. Why? Because you don't have garden variety vegetables in Shemitah. It's very difficult to get them because they're going to be osur b'sfichin and they don't last long for you to be able to put them away from before Shemitah. So therefore, what was the guy thinking when he asks himself on vegetables? He must have meant the vegetables that are motzri in Shemitah, which is the yirakot sadeh. So comes along Reb Krisva, b'shem Reb Hanani ben Gamliel, who explained the braisa, and therefore he said, since that's the reason, it no longer is true, this braisa. Because Ada de Tema, actually dear Rebbe Levi Yerek Michutz Laretz Laretz, yesterday we learned that Rebbe ended up being matir to import vegetables. So now that would mean that if a person makes a neder during Shemitah, there's tons of vegetables that you get, garden variety vegetables, and you get those in the supermarket. I mean, they may come from Turkey, but Lamaisa, why should we assume that with his neder, he was talking about the Yarkei Soda? And in nowadays, says Rav Krisva, now that he ter Rebbe lavi yerek michutz laaretz, there's no difference between Shviyas and any other year. Ha Shviyit, ha Shrav Shnei Shavua, there's no reason for it to include Yarkei Sadeh, unless he specifically says that he's including Yarkei Sadeh. Rabbi Yossi ben Barchanina Omer, Ulshin, ar chashuvot letami tumasech lebishviyas. So even the Sada variety of ulshin, which are endives, which normally would not be considered to be a food stuff because it's so bitter, and only things that are the norm is that they're eaten by people, are they considered to be oichlin in order to be metami to mesochlin. But during Shviyas, people actually go around and they collect these ulshay asada, and therefore they would be mekabel tuma. But there too, hadadatam actually eat a rebbe. That's only in the old time when you were never able to find garden variety endives, right? But now, Mishi Terebi, there's no difference between Shviyas and any other year. He Shviit, he Shar Shnei Shavua, and it's all considered to be not Roy, unless it was Miyuchad and somebody said, I'm going to be eating that. Okay. Now, the question is, in our Mishnah, we had two different dinim. One that was Nogea Shemen Tzreifa of Truma, whether it was in terms of taking it out to Chutz Laretz, in terms of bringing it in from Chutz Laretz, and one was Nogea Shmita, also Pera Shviyas, and that was also the same machlokas we had in both cases between the Tanakama and the Rebbe. Now, it isn't clear whether it's going on both of the things that Rebbe said, because Rebbe only said, I heard Beferish. Again, there's two Girsa out over here, and there's a lot in Afkaminas if the Girsa is Rebbe or if the Girsa is Rebbe Shimon. We'll see, because there's stiras that come because of the Girsa out, which is how they got, apparently, how there got to be these two Nuschos in the Mishnah in the first place. But the question is whether, were they arguing about the Shvias, or was Rebbe just saying that I was Mekabel, that was the Das of the Kana Kama? Now, the Havamina was, Avin Boy Meimar, Lechatchila, they thought that Lo Pligin. And when Rebbe said, you can go to Surya, he was just explaining that. Lemaisa, the Tana Kama also agrees. When he said Chutzlaretz, he meant Chutzlaretz, but Surya, indeed, would be Mutter. But then it became clear that it's not true, and that there's shitas, which must be our Tanakama, that say that no, you're not allowed to go to Surya, because in the Braita it says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can bring Shvias Peres only until Kziv, which would be the area that was still the Oile Bovel area, whereas Rabbi Shimon said Ad Amana, no, you can go all the way up to the original Gvulas of Eretz Yisrael. Now, note that this is Rabbi Shimon, and here it's Rabbi Shimon who's saying that you can only go up to Amana, but Amana is not as far north as Aram Tzova. So it would mean that you cannot go to Surya. So then the Girsa in the Mishnah that says Rabbi Shimon is a problem because of the Braisa, which accounts for how it got changed in the Girsaot that have Rabbi and not Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are only arguing in the difference between Ole Bovel and Ole Mitzrayim. But apparently, everybody holds, that must be the Tana Kama. Everybody holds that you can't go to Surya. So it must be that Rebbe was actually arguing and on the Tana Kama over here. Now, the question is, we talked about this yesterday, the Nogea, the Etrogim, that are exported to Chutz Laretz. So what happens if you actually brought Perishvias to Chutz Laretz? So, Pero Ta'aret Shiyatsu L'Chutz Laretz. So, do they have to be brought back to Eretz Yisrael in order to do Biur? Or can you be Mevayer them B'Mikoma? So, Rabbi Shimon holds that Pero Ta'aret Shiyatsu L'Chutz Laretz, you can actually be Mevayer them in Chutz Laretz. And you don't, even though it's the din of the Biur goes according to where it is that they were taken from, and in that area it's no longer Motzui L'Chayash B'Sateh, so then you have to be kala levehemtecha min abayit, which was the makar of the din of biur. But you don't have to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael in order to do the biur. So says Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, no, you need to do the biur in Eretz Yisrael, because it says levehemtecha v'lechaya asher be'artzecha tiyakol tevuata le'echol. So that's the makar of biur. And it's saying, be'artzecha, in that pasuk. So apparently, you actually should do the biur in Eretz Yisrael gufa. Omer Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha. Hayre Rabbi Imi Kohan Tanaya Kamaya. The Kula. Actually, that Rabbi Imi paskined according to Rabbi Shimon here, and he said you can even do the biur outside of Eretz Yisrael. Says Rabbi Lo, not so fast. Even though it's true that you can do it outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's not the point that you can do the biur when wherever you want. It's the point that you have to do the biur immediately when the time of the biur comes. That's the point. So you wouldn't be allowed to say, okay, well, you know, I'll bring them to Lakewood to do the biur, because they're doing a big biur in Lakewood, so they're not doing that over here in New York. No, for sure not. If it was taken to Chutz Laretz, then the point of burning it b'mekayman is not to delay the biur. That's the point. So b'vachelo ya'aviremi makom l'makom. You can't bring him from one place to another place because of convenience. That's not what it's saying. Adarab, it's saying that the chiyuv is instant. Okay, then we got to the issue of bringing truma, not shvias over here, bringing truma from Chutz Laretz into Eretz Yisrael. And here too, Rebbe said, well, I heard from Surya that you can, but you're not allowed to bring it from Chutz Laretz into Surya, was the way that we understood the Mishnah. So then, according to the Tana Kama, Luchara, taking the same approach that we just had here, it's obvious that if Rebbe was arguing in the first part of the Mishnah, when it says Rebbe Omer Shamati, he's arguing here too. And he's saying you can bring from Surya. So Taman Taninan, so that's interesting, Meseches Chala, it says that a guy named Aristan, he brought Bikurim, even though the Gemara says he's Pamia, that doesn't make any sense. Because that means from Spain, and then certainly we're not talking about Chutz Lord's Mamish. So because of that, the Girsaot that are correct seem to mean Apamia, which is a town in Syria. So he brought his Bikurim from Apamia. Now, Bikurim have the same din as Truma, and what's more, they're even more Chomer than Truma, as we'll see. And those in terms of the Heterachila and so on, they have the same din as Truma. They have special dinim, obviously, in terms of bringing them into the Beis HaMikdash, and in terms of doing the Tenufa and Kriya, they have special dinim. And one very special din is that the person who brings the Bikurim is the person who's mechuyev to bring them into the Beis HaMikdash proper. And don't bring your Bikurim and just drop it by some Kohen who then can bring it in. So, taking that into consideration, he brought Bikurim. And they were Mekabo, the Bikurim, from him. So they actually gave it the din of Surya, not only Lagabe, the halacha of Truma, but Lagabe Bikurim as well. Of course, you're not allowed to bring Bikurim that are Tameim, and isn't Surya is Tamei, so how could you bring Bikurim? Okay, so it's possible that we're talking about over here, specifically, where the Peres were never Muksha Lagabe Truma, and therefore, even though they were in Eretz Amim, because we were makbid on Surya in terms of Gush, at least. So, later on, in terms of Avira. So, because of that, since it wasn't Moshe Kabbal Tuma, they accepted it. Now, if you're allowed to bring Bikurim, so then you're, B'kal V'chomer, allowed to bring Truma. So, if Lamaisa, they were Mekabal it, why does the Tanna Kamma and the Mishnah say that you're not allowed to bring Truma? It doesn't make sense. I mean, Bikurim is more Chomer. Omer of Oshaya, because there's actually a way in which Truma is going to be more Chomer. And that is because Bikurim have to be brought by Achrayuta Ba'alim. So since the person who's bringing the Bikurim, you say, okay, like Rashi explains, right, like the Mishnah talks about, Adam Yetzel Tosadeu, he sees a tamar that was fresh, he sees a fig that was fresh, so he says, okay, this is the first one, it's going to be my Bikurim, he ties something there, so you should know. Is that enough? No. He has to take it, and he has to actually bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. And that is also a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that even if it's the Melech, it talks about Agrippas HaMelech, he brought Bikurim, he had to put it on his own shoulder and bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. So, obviously, your chiev is not from the hafrosha of the Bikurim. Your chiev is the havas Bikurim. Masha Enkin, Truma, the moment that you take off Truma, you did your job. Now the question of the Kohen, you have to run all over the place looking for a Kohen. So the Kohen usually goes to the Beis HaGronos, and there he's a Mekabalot. So therefore, if you would say that you're allowed to bring Truma, people wouldn't bring Truma, they would go and get the Truma. So, Afhein, Meratfin Macharei L'Sham. Therefore, according to the Yerushalmi, the problem is that they would leave Eretz Yisrael in order to go and get the Truma there. When it comes to Bikurim, the fact that we allow Bikurim to come in is not going to give Kohanim ideas. Oh, wow, look at this, they're bringing Bikurim from Surya, we should go to Bikurim. I mean, we should go to Surya to get Bikurim. No, because you're not going to get Bikurim. The person brings the Bikurim. But if you would allow the people to bring in Truma, then Kohanim are going to get dirty ideas. Oh, so they're taking off Truma and it's edible, is it? So that if that's the case, we should go out to Surya, but they're not allowed to go out to Surya. Not only like everybody else that's also to leave Eretz Yisrael, but because of the fact of the Tumas Eretz Amim that Kohanim are Osir on. Hey, poor Richie ends up not even being able to say B'li Neder today. I should have told him. Hadron alach shalosh aratzot B'li Neder. Okay, Bezrat Hashem.
Said goodbye to Reb Devinson. because I was going to Lutz Laird and see the comment on them going to the Sertop. That was the standard.
No. What was the response? I know in the Gemara, I know Kayanim that Bedavka refused to go say goodbye because they didn't want to get caught. All right. Okay, everyone. It's so wonderful being with you. It's so hard to say goodbye. But we'll say goodbye with a bracha that we should meet again under wonderful circumstances, Bezos Hashem, and to have this Masechet under our belt, so that when Kedusha Shviyas comes 100%, and at that point already when we were Kevesh, Surya, and it has full din of Eretz Yisrael, and we go all the way up to Nahar Prat, from the river to the sea, that we should be zechen putting all of these halachas, and no longer will these nafkaminas of the Sholesh Haratzot be meaningful to us at all. Halavai, it should be a museum limud. Then Barnea will feel more at home. See you everyone. Bekorov.